Everybody, Coach John Daly here, back again with you today. It is a Friday Eve, a Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Finishing up our little four-part topic that Coach AJ posted out there, all about mental fitness stuff, just, fantastic stuff. He ties into sports that, I think we need to tie into life a little bit more because, to me, that's what sports are all about life examples. And this is part four from Pat Summit, all dealing with four ways to get past your fear of failure, which my hand's in the air, looking at myself in the mirror over here. Yep, my hand's in the air as far as needing some help with this. The fourth part is be courageous and accept the cost of action. Okay, be courageous and accept the cost of action. To face your fears, you need to accept your environment and have the courage to push through. Accept that there are different outcomes that may happen, but one result doesn't define you. Focus on the price of not taking action and think about what it would be like not to try. Understanding the cost of not trying to empowers you to confront your fears, take calculated risks, and move closer to your goals. Okay, so understanding the cost of not trying to do that. There's some costs there. And usually I don't... I haven't really gone down that trail, I don't think, too often at all, as far as not thinking about if I don't do something, what's going to be the cost of that? And I need to, because sometimes you think, oh, I'm not going to do anything, so I'm not risking any cost. No. There's some cost to not doing things. There's some cost to not trying. There's some cost to not figuring things out, right? Accepting our environment and have the courage to put through. We can change our environment sometimes. There's drastic moves to move or change jobs, right? Or, if there's relationship issues and stuff, there's a whole bunch of things in our environment that we can change, but it's probably not easy, right? So typically that is not it. Looking at my past, and I'm thinking about this for the first time here, I haven't had that. I haven't had that from the standpoint of the jobs that I've had in my career of education. And I made some notes the other day because one of my readings, I thought about how it really came to play. I look back at all my teaching gigs, right? The adult ed roles that I played in, the summer school, even before I had my main longtime job at Lakeshore. And it was a tie-in to somebody posted about, their impression when they first walk into a school. How are they greeted? What's the energy? What's around the walls? What's posted? Is it welcoming? Is it warm? Or is there somebody there asking if they can help you? Can they take you someplace? Can they point you in the right direction? Whatever. And I thought of that, and it was always something that... I always tried to do, and I'm looking back, even my summer school, which was one of my first jobs in 1989, and my first adult ed job in Garden City, I always tried to do that. And so this whole idea of changing your environment, I guess I haven't had to do it because I never hated, or there was never a burning desire to change where I was at because of I wasn't connected. I guess I was always connected, right? So the courage to push through, I guess I always liked it. Didn't say I couldn't make things better and improve, of course, but even the coaching jobs, of course, trying to help and this is pretty cool. But I guess the focus on some of my other areas, there are definitely some regrets. There was a definite cost in my mind of not doing things within my jobs, of not reaching out and connecting with people more to create new projects, new ideas, new initiatives, right? Maybe getting distracted at some point and or maybe feeling like it was a waste of time and I didn't see the clear picture of the good that could have come from doing some things. Then there's other things I did get involved in all the time. This is wow, this is eye-opening to me, right? Understand the cost of not trying to empowers you to confront your fears, take calculated risks, and move closer to your goals. This definitely is now for me, still recovering from my back surgery. Got a number of weeks left. Oh boy, at least 5 weeks left? 6 weeks? 5 weeks. Yeah, trying to look at how much time's gone by here. But there are new things that I want to go after, create, and build that I definitely have to be courageous and accept the cost of not doing things. Haven't really had to look at it before, but now I do, because I could certainly get comfortable with simple things and not extending myself and not putting, not putting myself out there, and not, little risk, a little uncomfortableness, right? Embracing that growth mindset from a couple days ago. Yeah, I'm just looking through this list here that I posted out there, reposted on Twitter X. Boy, oh boy, this is yeah, this is eye-opening for me. Take calculated risks and move closer to your goals. So as I'm coming off of this re not re rehab, I haven't even gone to rehabilitation yet for physical therapy and stuff, which I need to do, but I have ideas. I have things that I've held myself back because of this surgery and the restrictions that I can't do them the way I want to do them. And but now that those are on the horizon, even closer about ending these restrictions, I need to really kind of look at myself in the mirror, which I am now, and be courageous enough to make some changes and to understand that there's a large risk of me not going after some of these things that I want to do and create and connect with people. So, wow. As I record this, I didn't think about going down this road, this rabbit trail here, regarding, because a lot of times, I'll look at what I'm going to share with you guys, and some initial thoughts come to me, right? Some initial thoughts of the intrigueness of, how I connected to this in the first place, what fired me up about it. And so I start going that direction. But then as I am thinking, as I am recording, that's why it's unscripted for the most part, other than my starter, reading the actual post. Wow, I'm very intrigued by this, very enthused by some of these things that have come to light for me inside my own head, which is cool. And it's exactly what I hope happens to you as you listen to this, or as you share this with somebody you think might need it, that something gets triggered inside them or your own head, right? About something you've been putting off or something that you want to do. And the cost of taking action, there's that, but there's also a cost to not doing something, to not taking action. There's a cost there. And I haven't thought about that too deeply and that side of it until now. And this is pretty cool. This is wow, caused me to take a deep breath, and it's pretty powerful. It's pretty empowering, so to speak. So yeah, this is awesome. This is kind of like a breakthrough for me in a couple different ways. And man, I'm fired up about it. So I hope you are too. Okay. All right. Hey, hope this helps. It helped me. Holy cow. I could just listen to this again and it's going to help me even more. So I hope you listen to it too. I really appreciate that you do. Okay. And again, reach out, help somebody out, make somebody else's day, make a difference for somebody by whether sharing this information, smiling at them. You see a problem, you help them with it, right? You bring value to others, right? You help take care of other people by taking care of yourself too. Always being your best, you're able to be your best for someone else too. And that's the other thing I need to continue on working for sure. Okay? All right, you guys. Keep smiling. Keep doing what you got to do. Keep moving forward and keep taking care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.